Hi, my name is Maria Van Leeuwen, and I'm interviewing my dad, Fred Van Leeuwen. Purpose of this interview is for Red Dust, and the date is December 11th, 1990. The location of his house is the National Mine. When and where were you born?
Born in Sault Ste. Marie, 1952.
Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes. Do I have? Nine?
Okay. What are the names?
Elaine, Marcia, Mike, Barry, Sandy, Penny, Tammy, and Patty.
Okay. Do you know when and where your parents were born?
No.
Okay.
Sue, but I don't know where.
I don't know what years did you attend Ashmont School?
1968 to 1970.
Do you remember the names of some of your high school teachers?
I remember most of my high school teachers. They're still around. I don't think I'm so old I should be on this Red Dust thing. I think that's for history.
Okay, could you describe what they were like, any of them?
They were pretty friendly. They were nice. They taught you stuff. Some of them were strict, so we thought about that.
Do you have any favorite high school teacher?
Probably Stanley Roberts.
Why?
Because Stan would grab a kid and throw him through a door if he didn't mind at all.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories about your high school teacher?
Kern Gillette blew up Stan Roberts' turtle one time in biology. Put a firecracker in him and blew him up.
Okay. How did you get to school each day?
We walked.
Walked?
We walked from down here up to the school.
That far.
That was far. Had to walk home too.
No, I could walk home.
How did the kids dress?
I think we had bell bottoms then. Yeah, you could wear engineer boots. Get on.
Was there a dress code?
Yes, there was. You had to have a belt on and stuff like that. You could wear. I don't think you could wear engineer boots. I think they quit that my junior year. You had to wear shoes or dress boots, like, or something.
What kind of subjects were taught at the time?
Your basic subjects: English, math, algebra.
Did, like,
history.
Boys have to take home ec or anything?
I think we might have had one. No, we didn't have any in our class that took home ec, I'm sure. We didn't have any women take it. Shop, yeah.
What was your favorite subject?
This could be easy.
English.
Why was that?
Because I like spelling and I like writing letter stuff.
Okay.
Like reading.
What gave you the most difficult subject?
American history or civics? Civics, I think.
Why?
Because it was all about government and they didn't care for it.
Were there any special fads or sayings in your school?
Probably was, I don't remember. Let's see. Now the fad would be like the Beatles haircut, I suppose.
Were you or any of your friends suspended?
Yes, we all were. Well, I was suspended many times, it seems like.
Can you name anything?
Yeah, but I don't want you doing any of
them.
Let's see, the first time I got suspended, I think I was smoking in school. Another time I was suspended, I was had an altercation with a school teacher downtown. We got kicked out of school for that drinking party. We got kicked off the track team. That's about it.
Okay. What kind of extracurricular activities are offered?
Baseball, basketball, and track. Get away.
Did you participate in any?
I did them all. I played baseball, basketball, track, school plays.
Was there any special games?
Special games?
Yeah, like that had an effect on school?
No, we didn't win any trophies or anything like that. We had some good games. We almost won the districts when Trout Creek won and went down state. They beat us and then they went down state.
Okay, did you remember any funny stories about, like, extracurricular things?
No, not about any sports. Our school play, I played a black guy, black servant in our junior play. That's about the funniest one.
Okay, what was lunchtime like?
We had good food. We had the best cooks in the world back then. Andrea Anderson and Vi Culbert cooked, and Helen Salka cooked. They were great.
Like, what did they cook?
They cooked everything down in the kitchen for the whole school. It wasn't these prefab things that they haul around.
Okay, where did you eat lunch?
In the gym. Same gym right there.
Did you have to pay anything for them?
Of course. I don't know what it was.
Okay, who was the principal when you were in school?
Fran Rusing.
Was he nice then?
Mm-hmm. He was real nice.
Oh, better than Miss Uncle.
I don't know. He always talked to us about hunting and fishing and everything else. He just didn't let us get kicked out of school all the time.
What did you do after school hours?
We hung around down at the store, Country Market.
Okay, what was the graduation ceremony like?
That was in the auditorium, which is now the lunchroom. We used to go down into the stage. There was a stage down the bottom.
Yeah.
Chairs, like theater chairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty nice. Marched under with candles, I remember. You had to sing. That's it.
Did you get like a class ring?
Oh yeah, we got our class rings. We got little tassel caps. Still have my class ring.
Were you able to maintain it close with any of your close friends?
All of them, just about. There's out of 21 graduating, there's 15 living right in the area. Ishming Nagani.
You still hang out with them? Or?
Sure. A lot of them. All of them, in fact.
Did any of your teachers have an impact on your life?
Yeah. Mr. Saring, I never had him as a teacher, but he was a buddy when I was in school. He taught me to bide my time and calm down when I was going to fly off the handle and I didn't get kicked out of school many times because of him.
What is your occupation now?
I work for the township. I'm a tax assessor and water distribution man.
Okay. Thank you for your time then.